Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
Listen, good afternoon, everyone, across the great state of Texas. One more time for me today and one more time during the 2025 football season. I'm Brian Houseworth, live in studio, our College Scoreboard powered by K-Max Red Raider Nation. Be sure to tune in every night at 10, K-Max Red Raider Nation with David Collier. Well, it just was not Texas Tech's day at all. They never got any offense going. They're held to about 210 yards of offense. Number 4 Oregon advances to the semifinals. They beat number 4 Texas Tech today at Hard Rock Stadium in the Capital One Orange Bowl. 23-0 was your final. Red Raiders finishing the year 12-2. We've got a couple of updates right now. We'll tell you in the previews as well. For the Big 12, let's just remind everybody, Big 12 overall right now after today is 4-2. Brigham Young winning, Houston winning, TCU winning, Utah winning, Texas Tech loses, Arizona State loses as well with a few more games to go. Now, we've got a big game that was held last night, and it was a wild one. Number 10, Miami. Number 2, Ohio State. Buckeyes were the favorite in the game, but Miami wins it 24-14. What a job the Miami defense did, picking off Julian Tseng, the quarterback of Ohio State. Picked him off twice.
Tseng to throw. Here comes Bain. He's hit by Lightfoot. His pass intercepted. Intercepted. It's all over. It's Jacoby Thomas. Hurricane fans are going absolutely wild. Joy and delight everywhere on the north side for Miami fans.
That's how it sounded on WQAM radio in Miami. Joe Sigaki on the call. The Hurricane defender Keontae Scott, a 72-yard pick six in the game. Carson Beck, workmanlike, 19 of 26, 138 yards. He had a touchdown. Miami wins 24-14.
We're down to 25 seconds to go. Hurricanes are coming off the sideline. It's a moment of history for the Miami Hurricanes. A win, a meeting, and magnitude for the 2025 Hurricanes. And for the longtime Hurricane fans, it's revenge and satisfaction. The Miami Hurricanes, 24-14 winners over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Miami to the Final Four. It's a Hurricane party.
Again, Joe Sigaki there on the call. We thank WQAM for that. Number 9 Alabama, number 1 Indiana, about ready to kick off here in about 10 minutes. Officially, it'll be 3:10. It is the Rose Bowl presented by Prudential. That's also a college football playoff quarterfinal. Hoosiers' first Rose Bowl appearance since 1968. Indiana has not won a bowl game, folks, since the Copper Bowl. That was back in 1991. They'll get Alabama, of course, to tie it outstanding, but Indiana has the Heisman Trophy winner. This one should be a good one. Indiana 13-0, the Tide 11-3. Big one as well tonight. Number 6 Ole Miss, number 3 Georgia. It is the All-State Sugar Bowl College Football Playoff quarterfinal. That'll be Central Time, ballpark about 7:10 from New Orleans. They'll play that game in the Caesars Superdome. Both of them are 12-1 on the year. They did play earlier in the year in October. Georgia won it in a shootout, 43-35. One other game that was held that's worth mentioning this week, USC number 16 and TCU. TCU wins it in overtime, 30-27. Trust and Will Holiday Bowl is tomorrow. Number 17, Arizona out of the Big 12, taking on SMU. Kevin Jennings has had a great year. 11th best receiving numbers in the country in terms of passing, I should say, about 3,400. Brett Lashley's team called Club Takeaway because they have forced a turnover 32 of 36 times. Rice, Texas State, also playing tomorrow in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, if you will. We want to thank our entire crew, not just in Jefferson City, Missouri, but our crew as well working in Miami Gardens. The great job they have done all season. Brian Jensen, John Harris, Chris Level, Chase Woodman, the rest of the crew as well. Zach Allen, our producer in Jefferson City. Eric Nichols, Ryan Corman, and Tom Bowman at Learfield. And, of course, Rick Leach, our general manager at Red Raider Sports Properties. Our final score today, folks, number 5 Oregon over number 4 Texas Tech, 23-0. As I tell you folks every Saturday, I normally say good afternoon or good evening on this Saturday across the great state of Texas. Today, I'm going to say a good afternoon and a happy new year. across the great state of Texas. I'm Brian Houseworth. This is Red Raider Football from Learfield.